Sukkah Daf Tes Mevayz, Tos Tiri Maschel, Hukam Estarev, Schach Posel, Bahadei, Schach Kosher. To recall, the Mishnah had taught us that one who builds his sukkah underneath a tree is as if he built it in the house, meaning that he's not Yotze. Rava in the Gemara clarifies that this is talking about a case where the tree has more tzeil than chama, more shade than light, still some Yeruba Mechamsoi, and then it's Posel. But if it's more chama than sail, chamsa meruva mitzilsoi, so even though the sukkah is under a tree, it's kosher. Gemara challenged that distinction and pointed out that even if the ilan, even if the tree has chamsa meruva mitzilsoi, more light than shade, it should still be posel, because, and that's the Dibur Maschil of Tosfos, hakam etzarev schach posel ba'adei schach kosher, because the non-kosher schach of the tree combines with the kosher schach of the sukkah, and therefore will disqualify it. So to that question, the Gemara answered that we're talking about a case where chovton, which at least Rashi and Tosfos understand to mean that we lower the branches of the tree without cutting it, and we mix it up thoroughly with the pre-existing schach, and if we have more kosher schach than the schach that's attached to the ground, which is posel, so then and only then will the sukkah be kosher. So in sum, if it's tzilsim ru'mechamsa of the tree, it's always posel, regardless if it's lowered and mixed. And if it's chamsim ru'mitzilsa of the tree, so then it's only going to be kosher if it's lowered and mixed. So Tosfos first comments on the basic reason why the schach from the tree is posel, and then he takes sides on what turns out to be a major machlokas rishonim as to when is it true that if you have a case of chamsa meruva mitzilsa, when you have more light than shade, exactly under what circumstances does that disqualify the sukkah down below? If there's silsa meruva mechamsa, so then that's a problem of similar to sukkah al gabe sukkah. You're not allowed to have two sikuchs. If each one is silsa meruva mechamsa, they're each called the sikuch, and therefore it's disqualified because you have to have one schach and not two schachs. But if it's chamsa meruva mitzilsa, where the upper schach, in this case, generated by a tree, so it's not considered a sikuch, but nonetheless, it's schach posel because it's a tree. So Tosfos is going to explain exactly under what circumstances does that schach posel disqualify the schach kosher down below. So, first part. Fisha ilan mechuber, since the tree is attached to the ground, of inand over talish, acquire things that are detached, dumya de psolas garen v'yekev. Because to recall, because the Gemara later explains one of the sources for the fact that we need certain qualities for the schach is learned out from Ba'os B'chami Gornchami Yekvecha. That's when Chag HaSukkos takes place during the gathering season. So we learn from the drasha that that is exactly what you make schach from the leftovers of the Goren V'yekev, namely things like straw, which grow from the ground and are not manufactured into something that's such that it's Makabel Tuma, but it's like the harvest that's already detached. The psoel is Goren V'yekev. And this Tosfos is repeating the words of Rashi, who pointed out that that indeed is the source of the psul of the tree schach. So now Tosfos gets to a second part, and that which occupies the majority of Tosfos. Exactly when does a tree disqualify the kosher schach underneath? So say Tosfos, im asuka shetacha seilan misukeches karoi shetzilsa meruva mechamsa. If the sukkah down below has a totally proper amount of schach, where you have more tzeil than chama. Lav mistabrish eti posel mishem tzeiruf schach posel. It doesn't make logical sense that it should become disqualified because of the combination of schach posel up above. To recall, the Gemara had said that if the tree is still some ruv mechamsa, then that's going to disqualify the schach below. That part Tosfos doesn't have objection to, because that's similar to another concept described by our Mishnah of sukkah tachas hasukkah, that you can't even have a sukkah underneath another sukkah, even if they're both kosher schach. So you certainly cannot have a sukkah underneath posel schach if that schach has more tzeil than chama. So that's called schach, because schach, by definition, has to be a majority of shade. So if you have posel schach on top and kosher schach down below, that's certainly going to be posel, even if the schach down below is going to be kosher. No different than if you make a sukkah inside a house or a sukkah under a sukkah. A sukkah under a tree has more tzeil than chama, for sure posel. But what if the ilan only has some schach, so to speak? It has more chama than tzeil. It's very sparse. So that's what Tosfos writes. And in such a case, it's very not misaber that if you have kosher schach down below in the sukkah itself of tzeil more than chama, that that will be adversely affected by the non-kosher schach up above if it's not really considered a separate sikuch. It's not a separate sukkah. It's not a separate bayis. It's not a separate schach. Just the fact that it has some non-kosher schach, which is chamsa and rumitzilsa, is not enough of a reason to disqualify the kosher schach down below. Again, in the words of Tosfos, lav mistabra shati posel mishim tseiruv schach posel, doesn't make logical sense that it should become posel because we're joining some schach posel to the schach down below, kevan dichishaklis leila posel, even if you take away the posel schach of the tree, akati tzilsa meruba, we'll still have more shade than sun of the kosher schach down below, and therefore the tree is not doing anything for you. Ela kisha ein silsa meruba, ela machmas apostle airi. We're talking about where the shade is only more than the sun as a result of the apostle schach. In other words, down below in the regular schach of the sukkah, we have a situation of chamsa meruba mitzilsa. And up above, we also have a situation of chamsa meruba mitzilsa. Combined together, the people sitting in the sukkah will now have more shade than sun, more tzeil than chama. So that's where the tree is going to pasul. And that's the way Tosfos interprets the Gemara as saying, how come it's tarif schach pasul ba'dei schach kosher, that the schach pasul of chamsim ru mitzilsa, the tree, is joining with the schach kosher of chamsim ru mitzilsa, of the schach of the sukkah itself. And that's combining to make a net total of tzilsim ru mechamsa, and that's pasul. But if, on the other hand, the schach down below would be kosher in and of itself, of tzilsim ru mechamsa, so then the meager schach of the chamsim ru mitzilsa, Tosfos maintained that that does not disqualify, because dal mehacha, as the Gemara uses often, take it away and you'll still have kosher schach. Again, we repeat what we mentioned earlier, that if the schach above is tzilsim ru mechamsa of the tree, so that's a separate sikuch, and that's going to disqualify the sikuch down below, similar to being under a house, or even under another sukkah. But if the schach up above is not a separate sikuch, it's just pasul schach, that's chamsin rumitzul, so it's some pasul schach. So that doesn't have the power to disqualify. As we shall elaborate b'ezrat Hashem later, there are many Rishonim who disagree with Tosfos on this, and we'll explain why. But Tosfos maintain that just like if you have pasul schach and a lateral on one area, you have pasul schach and kosher schach. And if you would remove all the pasul schach, you would still have a shear of kashrus of the remaining schach, but it would be tzilsa meruba mechamsa. So in that case, it's for sure true that the sukkah is kosher as is. So Tosfos point out that just as that is true on one level, that's true on multiple levels as well. That if you have pasul schach up above of the tree and kosher schach down below of the schach itself, the regular schach, if the regular schach down below is kosher, so if you remove the tree, you still have tzilsim ru mechamsa, then it's not a psul. So now, that's Tosfos' main thesis. The next part of the Tosfos, till we get to the second half, is going to now try to answer various kashas that might emerge based on that theory that Tosfos developed. So now Tosfos has a kasha. V'hadilo mishani, kigon de balav posel, tzilsa meruba, v'shem de imkein, ma'ila meimra. To recall, the Gemara had stated that even if we're dealing with a case where the tree only has chamsa meruba mitzilsa schach, it's very sparse, but nonetheless, and again, that's the Dibur Maskel of Tosfos, it should be a problem. How come it's tarif schach posel ba'dei schach kosher, that you're joining posel schach to kosher schach? So the Gemara's answer to that was, no problem, we're dealing with the following ukimta, where you lower the schach of the tree, chavton, and you mix it up with the schach down below. So according to Tosfos, that discussion in the Gemara of lowering the schach from the tree and mixing it with the kosher schach is talking about a case where the kosher schach down below is chamsa meruba mitzilsa. It itself is sparse. And the only way to make it kosher is to thoroughly mix it with the pasul schach up above and the kosher schach down below. And provided you have more kosher schach than pasul schach, and the net total is now going to be tzilsim rumi chamsa, then and only then is a kosher. But if it would be tzilsim rumi chamsa down below, in the kosher schach, then the fact that it's chamsim rumi tzilsa up above does not in any way affect us, and we don't need to lower it, and we don't need to mix it up. So now Tosfos asks, that if his theory is true, that when you have tzilsim rumi chamsa down below, You don't need to do anything with the tree up above. That's Chamsa Rumitzilsa. So why did the Gemara have to answer the Ukimta that we're dealing with a case of Chamsa Rumitzilsa down below, and you're lowering the Schach up above and you're mixing it in thoroughly, and that's the way you make it kosher? The Gemara could have given a simpler Ukimta without lowering, without mixing, that the only time that the tree is going to disqualify the schach down below, if it's a schach down below, has chamsa rumitzilsa, and it's only going to become tzilsa rumichamsa in combination with the schach up above. But if we're dealing with tzilsa rumichamsa down below, which indeed it would be the ordinary case of a osa sukkah sotachas ilan, where you have a kosher sukkah, so why did the Gemara just say that in that case, where you have a kosher schach down below, that's more shade than sun, so then and only then, if you have tzilsa rumichamsa the tree, then it's possible. But if you have chamsa meruva mitzilsa of the tree, then it's kosher. Why can the Gemara have said that rather than get involved with this fancy and difficult ukimta of where down below it's chamsa meruva mitzilsa, and then you combined it with the pasul schach up above of the tree, and the only way to make it kosher is to mix it in chavtan and mix it up? Why do we have to say all that? Just give us a simpler ukimta of the basic ukimta of tzilsa meruva mitzilsa, and then you'd have no problem at all. You wouldn't have to mix it if the schach up above the tree is chamsa rumitzilsa. Again, the words of Tosis. V'adalamishani. The reason that the Gemara didn't answer what we just said, kigon devalav pasul tzilsa meruba, that even without the pasul schach of the tree, the shade is more than the chama, and then you wouldn't have to have any mixing. The Tosis explains that the Gemara couldn't have given that ukimta mishum dim kain ma'ilam emra, because if that would be the case, that we're dealing with tzilsa meruba mechamsa down below, and that would be pashit ma'ilam emra. Literally, what is it? What are we saying? It's pashit. And Tosis points out that the Gemara is being very sensitive here to things that are pashit, that have no chiddush. To hashtanami the mishani b'shachavton. Even now that the Gemara gave the answer of that you lowered it and you mixed it, so there the Gemara also attacked kaparich. It's the kasha ma'ila meimra. It's pashit. The Gemara gave a parallel case where you trained the vine on top of a sukkah, and it's only going to be kosher either if you cut it and then you lift it up, then you're going to make it into kosher schach, or if you leave it as is but you thoroughly mix it in with the schach that's there. So the Gemara had said, Maila Meimra, because he already had taught that idea that mixing in works, and then the Gemara gave a distinction between Lechatchil and B'dieved, that our mission tells you that's good even Lechatchil. But either way, the Gemara is being very sensitive to things that are pashit. So Tosu says, and he's so convinced that his svar is correct, that when you have Tzilsa Meruva Mechamsa of Kosher Schach, the fact that you have some Pasul Schach on a different level, as we're going to see, that some Rishonim are going to distinguish exactly for that reason. But when you have a little bit of Pasul Schach on a different level, it's going to be the exact equivalent of you have Pasul Schach on the same level. And just if you have Pasul Schach on the same level, just a little bit of it, such that if you removed it, you'd still have Tzilsa Meruva Mechamsa of the kosher schach, it would be kosher. So the same thing is going to be true on different levels, that if you have kosher schach down below, more shade than sun, a little bit of pasul schach up above, that's chamsa meruva mitzilsa, more sun than shade, is not going to pasul it. For Tosis, that is such a pashta svara, takes it for granted. It's interesting that other Rishonim disagree with it, but Tosis assume that it's so pashit that if the Gemara had given that ukimta, that's what we're talking about, that's the case of the chamsa meruva mitzilsa schach of the tree, not disqualifying it, and there's no need to lower it, there's no need to mix it up, that would be maila meimra, it would be pashit. So that's why the Gemara couldn't have said that. This is why Tosis defend their position. Now Tosis brings another proof to this idea, and the proof, based on what we've been introducing all along, we could understand that Tosis assume that it's the same difference whether the Pasul Schach and the Kosher Schach are on different levels or if on the same level. So Tosis is now going to quote a famous statement of the Gemara later on in the Perek that deals exactly with that, with the same level. And just like over there, we say something like Dal Meyacha, that if you remove the Pasul Schach, you still have enough Kosher Schach. So I'm going to say the same thing here. Dal Meyacha, remove the Pasul Schach, and you still have Kosher Schach, it'll be kosher. But hey, I'll prove it to you, say Tosfos. The Gavim Makaras, who causes a Bishpudin, someone who covers a sukkah with metal beams. Of course, metal beams don't grow from the ground, so they're Pasul Schach. Or Baruchas Amita. Baruchas Amita are wooden beams, but they're parts of a bed. So the Pasul, because the Makabal Tuma, Machshirin Lekamon, later on, we kosherize it on Dev Tesvav and Aleph. If you have equal space of the beams, you have airspace, and then you're going to fill in the airspace with kosher schach. Okay, the details of halacha, whether you need perhaps a little more because here shelatzamtzem, maybe you can't be precise about it, or other reasons, maybe you need a little more. But either way, if you have a sufficient amount of kosher schach, so that's enough, even though you have tons of pasul schach too. That's a simple pshat without the details we got into. If you have 50%, 50%, simple reading of Gemara there, there would be kosher. V'av gafta lo mahani bu chavata, l'batel barov, and even though it doesn't help to lower it and such that it should be batel barov, why? Why can't you say that there also is batel barov? Again, we spoke about 50-50, but for simplicity's sake, let's assume it's 51% to 49% without getting involved in the details of that sugya. So Tosa says you can't have bittel barov, even if you have a rov of kosher schach, kevin the minkaron, because they're noticeable. That's what Rashi also seems to imply, that's that same idea. Velo mervan, they don't get mixed in. The high lechudei koi, the bachetz in, the high lechudei koi. Each one stands on its own. And this is the ABCs of bittel, as is true for kashrus, that when you have things that are nikar, when they're noticeable, we don't apply the rule of bittel, because they're not nullified. They're noticeable in and of themselves. So there, Tosa points out that you cannot have bittel when you have these metal beams and you have kosher schach, because they're lined up like soldiers. Everything's noticeable where the kosher schach is and where the non-kosher schach is. So there's clearly no bittel there, even if you have more kosher schach than posel schach. And yet, the Gemara still says kosher in the language of Tosas. We don't say that you become posel because you're joining schach posel with schach kosher. And why? The chayv and the chishak l'slay sagi b'kosher. Because since if you take away the posel, you have enough schach kosher to make it kosher. So say Tosis that just like it's true on one level, the same would be true on multiple levels. Now we have mentioned in our presentation that a possible chiluk that could have been given between the raya that Tosis brings from the Tesvav and Aleph, where we deal with metal beams and kosher schach, and the case at hand over here, is that the case of the beams is it's all on one level. So maybe when it's all on one level, that's better. When you have on multiple levels, maybe that's worse, as we shall see in the continuation why it's worse. So now Tosis brings a proof that even with multiple levels, we still don't say that the posel schach is going to impact the kosher schach, provided you have a sufficient amount of kosher schach. If the sukkah is higher than 20 amis, and you have, again, simple example of the palm frond leaves. You have the little leaves coming down within 20 amis. So the sukkah, the majority of the schach, is above 20 amis. And you have leaves coming down below 20 amis. So there the Gemara states that imsilsim rumichamsan, if those hutsin, if the leaves that are extending downward have more shade than sun, kshera, that's going to kosherize the whole sukkah, even though you have tons of schach up above. So what do we have here? It's like multiple levels. We have kosher schach below 20 amis. And we have posel schach above 20 amis, because even though it's kosher schach, but the fact that it's above 20 amis makes it posel schach. And Tosas assume, as we shall see, Rabbeinu Tam is going to dispute this assertion, but Tosas assume that schach above 20 amis is called posel schach. So what we have is we have a combination of posel schach and kosher schach, and we're still kosherizing the sukkah because there is sufficient kosher schach below 20 amis. Tzilsim rumi chamsa, again, presumably a very strong raya. The same should be true for the tree. That if you have tzilsim rumi chamsa down below, and you have a tree that's chamsim rumi tzilsim up above, should not in any way impact the kashrus of the schach down below. A word of clarification, just to distinguish a little bit. We pointed out that everyone agrees, even Tosas agree, that if you have schach up above, tzilsim meruba mechamsa, that the tree's schach has more shade than sun, that for sure is going to disqualify the schach down below, regardless of whether it's chamsa or mitzilsa, tzilsa or mechamsa. But yet, when it comes to the case of the hutsin, we don't say the fact that the hutsin, if they're tzilsa or mechamsa, on top of that, you have tons of schach that's also tzilsa or mechamsa, we don't say that it disqualifies. Why not? So, based on some research in the Mishnah Berurah, what we have here is the following. In the case of the Ilan, so you have two separate schachs. You have a sikuch that's posel, because made from Ilan, and you have sikuch that's kosher, because made from regular schach. So there, that's parallel to sukkah tachas ha-sukkah, sukkah tachas ha-bayis, same thing, sukkah tachas ha-ilan. and it's possible. But in the case, at least according to Tosa's understanding, we have the hutzin, that you have schach kosher down below, the hutzin at tzilsin rumichamsa, and you have schach posel up above of tzilsin rumichamsa, so there it's not going to disqualify, because the only way to disqualify it is to have two separate sikuchs, two separate levels. But here you don't have two separate levels. The hutzin are contiguous with all the rest of the schach. So there we're going to apply the principle of dal mehocha, even if the schach up above is tzilsim ruba mei chamsa. That since you have a sheer kosher down below, so the sheer posel up above is not going to disqualify because all one continuum. In short, you have to deal with two issues. Number one, do you have enough schach kosher down below? So if true, you move to the next step. Do you have a problem now of a sikuch tachas a sikuch? Two separate schachs. So if you do have two separate schachs, then it's puzzle. And if you don't have two separate schachs, then it's kosher. So in the case of the hutzin, we're able to check off that you have tzilsim ruv mechamsa, and there's no sikuch tachas sikuch, because it's all one schach, and therefore the fact that you have puzzle schach up above 20 amis doesn't concern us, because it's all one continuum. But over here, if you have tzilsin rumi chamsa, so you could check off the fact that we have kosher schach. And now we have schach up above. See, if the schach up above is tzilsin rumi chamsa, it's a separate schach, because it's more shade than sun. So then it's going to be possible, because it's a separate schach, sikuch tachas a sikuch. It's the family of sukkah tachas a sukkah, sukkah tachas a bayi, sukkah tachas ilan. But if on the other hand, up above, you only have chamsa rumi tzilsa, so it's not a separate sikuch, it's just a din schach posel. And schach posel is not going to disqualify if, by removing it, you still have a remainder of schach kosher. On the other hand, if you have chamsim rumi tzilsa down below, so you don't have a sufficient sikuch. And that's the way Tosfos understand, that's exactly the Gemara's kasha, come it's starev schach posel, but it's schach kosher. The only thing that's a problem of joining is if you remove the posel, you don't have enough of kosher, that and only then is when it's puzzle, unless there's a separate problem of sikuch tachas a sikuch. So now Tosis have an additional kasha on their shita. Again, the shita being that once you have tzilsim ruv mechamsa down below, even if you have schach puzzle of chamsim ruv mechamsa up above, such as an ilan, it's not going to disqualify because we say dalmiho. So approximately the middle of the narrow lines of the Tosfos, first word in the line, v'hadam rinan. So now Tosis has the following kasha. V'hadam rinan besamuch tachtona ksheira v'elyona psula. Kigon shatachtona tzilsa meruva mechamsa, v'elyona chamsa meruva mitzilsa. Kami tarvayu betoich esrim. The Gemara later quoted the statement of Rabbi Yirmiya that when you have a sukkah tachas a sukkah, our Mishnah said a sukkah tachas a sukkah is posel. The top one is going to be kosher because that has its own schach. It doesn't have two schachs. And the bottom one has two schachs. So that's a sukkah tachas a sukkah, and therefore posel. So Rabbi Yirmiya points out that the Mishnah is one of four cases. You could have a case where sukkah tachas a sukkah both are kosher. You could have a case where sukkah tachas a sukkah both are posel. You could have a case where sukkah tachas a sukkah, the tachtona is kosher and the elyona is posel. And vice versa, where the elyona is kosher and the tachtona is posel. So Tosis is extracting the discussion of the Gemara about the tachtona being kosher and the elyona being posel. Again, to read it inside, Father Mina Besamuch, Tachtona Ksheira, Velyona Psula. What is the case of where the lower sukkah is kosher and the upper sukkah is posel? Kigon. Namely, for example, Shetachtona Tzilsa Meruba Mechamsa, where the lower sukkah has a sufficient shear of schach, shade more than sun, Velyona Chamsa Merubi Tzilsa, and the upper one has more shade than sun. So again, the words of Tosfos, V'hadam rinan besamuch, tachtona ksheira, v'elyona psula, kigon shetachtona tzilsim ruv mechamsa, v'elyona chamsim ruv mitzilsa. That which it says nearby in Rabbi Yirmiya's list of all the sub-cases, where the bottom sukkah is kosher and the upper sukkah is pasul, what's the case? Where the bottom sukkah has a shear of kosher schach, more tzel than chama. The upper sukkah has less than a shear of kosher schach. It's chamsim ruv mitzilsa. In the language that we were mentioning earlier, the bottom sukkah has a shear sikuch. The upper sukkah does not have a shear sikuch. So it's not a case of sukkah tachas a sukkah, because the upper sukkah is not a sukkah. It doesn't have enough schach. It's more chama than tzel. And the Gemara continues in explaining the case, v'kaimi travayu betoch esrim. This is all a quote from the Gemara later. And they're both within 20 amis, both the upper schach and the bottom schach. So At first glance, we're dealing with a situation where the upper schach in and of itself is kosher, because it's under 20 amos. Had it been above 20 amos, it would be pasul. And the upper schach does not have a shear of schach. So in this case, the bottom sukkah is kosher, and the top sukkah is pasul. Let's just step through the logic behind that. The bottom sukkah is kosher because it neither has a problem of sukkah tachas ha-sukkah, because the top sukkah does not have a sheer sikuch, so it's not a sukkah tachas ha-sukkah, nor does it have a problem, and this is what Tosis is going to elaborate on, of having schach posel on top of it, because the miut schach of chamsim rumit silsa that's in the upper sukkah is not schach posel, because it's under 20 amos. So the bottom sukkah is glat kosher. So now Tosis present the following difficulty. Because since the Gemara gave an okimta that the sukkah tachtona and the sukkah alyona are both within 20 amis, betoch esrim. So continuing the Tosis, the line beginning betoch esrim. The mashma hakaima alyona lamala me esrim, that had the upper sukkah been above 20 amis, so then tachtona nami psula. So then the bottom one would also be pasul, just like the top one. The top one would be pasul because it's chamsa meruba mitzilsa, and the bottom one would be pasul, as Tos continues, mishim demitztarev schach pasul ba'dei schach kosher. That the pasul schach above 20 amis is joining with the kosher schach of the lower sukkah below 20 amis. So just like the tree is pasul schach, and the Gemara said that it's mitztarev schach pasul ba'dei schach kosher, so too, the above 20 amis is a different kind of psul, and that would join with the kosher schach down below and it'll be pasul. But wait, according to Tosis's theory here, that as long as the bottom schach has a sufficient shear of schach, silsa meruba mi chamsa, the only thing that's going to disqualify that is if it's underneath some kind of other thing that's called a sikuch, whether it's a tree or a house or another sukkah, but that has to be tzilsim rubi chamsa in order to be called another sikuch. But if the thing on top of it is only chamsa merubi mitzilsa, so it's more sun than shade, so it's not considered a sikuch. The maximum it's labeled as is posel schach, and Tosis maintain that posel schach does not disqualify kosher schach, not if it's side to side, as the case of the metal beams and the wood, and not if it's different layers, such as the case of the tree. So if it's not going to disqualify in the case of the tree, if you have tzilsim rubi mechamsa down below, and chamsim rubi tzilsa above, and it doesn't disqualify, as Tosis proved from the case of the hutzin, where you had the hutzin down below of tzilsim rubi mechamsa, and you had tzchach up above, even though that was tzilsim rubi mechamsa too, but there was no sukkah tachas a sukkah problem, and that's also kosher. So why suddenly should we have this diuk, when the Gemara talks about the sukkah elyona being pasul and the sukkah tachtona being kosher, and it gives an okimta of where they're both below 20 amis, directly implying that if it's above 20 amis, that the schach above would pasul the schach below, even though the schach above is only chamsim rubi mitzilsa, and doesn't that disprove Tosis' whole theory here? So that's Tosis' kasha that he's bothered by this Gemara. So Tosis' answer is as follows: Hasa mairi kisheena tachtona tzilsim meruba, ela machmas alyona. So granted that the Gemara said that the tachtona had tzilsim meruba mechamsa, which we thought to mean, and that's indeed the way Rashi understands it, that it independently has more shade than sun, not with the help of the upper sukkah. But according to Tosfos, the pshat of the tachtona having tzilsim meruba mechamsa means that someone who sits in that sukkah will encounter more shade than sun, but only in combination with the upper sukkah. In the words of Tosis again, Hasamairi kisheena tachtona tzilsim meruba ela machmas alyona, that in combination of the chamsa meruba mitzilsa, the lower sukkah, and the chamsa meruba mitzilsa, the upper sukkah, again, both of which are below 20 amos, then you have tzilsim meruba mechamsa, and therefore you're sitting in a kosher sukkah down below. But the upper sukkah, only having chamsa meruba mitzilsa, would not be kosher. Now if we have the diuk, that had the chamsa meruba mitzilsa of the upper schach been above 20 amis, in that situation, the lower sukkah would indeed be pasul, because the lower sukkah has chamsa meruba mitzilsa. And the only way to kosherize that lower sukkah of chamsa meruba mitzilsa is to get more schach. And the only way to get more schach is to have that schach within 20 amis, because that's the only schach that's kosher. So if you have schach that's above 20 amis, that's chamsim rumi silsa, that cannot possibly combine with the lower schach to make it kosher, because that schach being above 20 amis is schach pasul, and therefore that clearly cannot combine with the chamsin rumitzilsa below and make it kosher, because even Tos agree that you could only kosherize the lower schach and ignore the pasul schach up above if you have a shear of hechsher, if you have tzilsa rumi chamsa. But if you have chamsa rumi tzilsa, the only way to kosherize that would be to kosherize it with kosher schach, and schach above 20 amis, of course, is pasul. So now Tosis just notes that if that is indeed what the case is talking about, that it's chamsa rumi tzilsa down below and chamsa rumi tzilsa up above, if they're both below 20 amis, is kosher. And if the upper one is above 20 amos, they're both pasul. The Tosis notes, v'chihai gavna, hava motzi lashkuche, shtein psulos, ikaim elyona lemala meyesrim. Ela, the mashkech lashapi. What Tosis is driving at here is that the Gemara, again, presenting Rabbi Yirmiyah's four subcases here, gave the case of where they're both pasul, both the lower one and the upper one. And what was the case the Gemara gave of where they're both pasul? So actually, there's the three lines in the bottom of the Gemara. What's the case there? The lower one has more shade than sun, and the upper one has more shade than sun. So, in the language that we keep presenting, they both have a shame sikuch. They both have a shame sukkah. So there, it's puzzle, because the upper one is above 20 amos. The upper one being above 20 amos, so that leads to the top one being puzzle. And the lower one, even though it's below 20 amos, so it's a sukkah, tachas a sukkah, because the above one has more shade than schach, and therefore it's a shem sikuch, and this is underneath another sukkah, and therefore it's puzzle. According to Tosis, it's only puzzle because it's sukkah, tachas a sukkah. It's not puzzle because of the schach that would be above the 20 amos. If it would be, let's say, chamsa meruva mitzilsa, that would not disqualify it, because that's just schach pasul. That's not called a sikuch or a sukkah. And according to Tosis, if the bottom sukkah has tzilsa meruva chamsa, that's sufficient. So what Tosis notes, and this to some extent is kind of a kasha and a quick teretz, that the Gemara could have given a different ukimta, according to what Tosis just presented, and come up with the same conclusion. Where could you have both of them being pasul? If the bottom schach is chamsa meruva mitzilsa, and the upper schach is chamsa meruva mitzilsa, both of them have more sun than shade, and only in combination they have tzilsa meruva mechamsa. So it's still pasul, because even though when you sit in the bottom sukkah, you do have more shade than sun, but it's combining schach pasul in order to cross the boundary of tzilsa meruva mechamsa. So that could have been a case also where they're both pasul. But as Tosis writes, the Gemara gave a valid example. And perhaps it's even a greater chiddush, because even though you have the bottom one with indeed more schach kosher than schach pasul, the bottom one has more shade than sun, more tzeil than chama, it's still pasul, because the schach up above, that's higher than 20 amis, is a shame sikuch or sukkah, and therefore it disqualifies it. The reason they had to, according to Tosis, explain that it's above 20 amis, because had it been below 20 amis, so then true, the bottom sukkah would be pasul, because it's sukkah tachas a sukkah. But the upper sukkah would be kosher. They want the upper sukkah to be above 20 amis, so that both of them should be pasul. So now Tosis has one final kasha based on his shita, because within the presentation of his shita, he had to explain that part of Rabbi Yirmiyah's presentation was dealing with combining two schachs, each of which were chamsa meruva mitzilsa. To recall, if they were both below 20 amos, the lower sukkah and the upper sukkah, and they both had more shade than sun, which is the way Tos explains what the Gemara was driving at, and that's the case where the lower sukkah is kosher, because it has a net tzilsa meruva mechamsa as a result of a combination of both schachs. The upper sukkah is pasul, because it has a net chamsa meruva mitzilsa, because it's only dealing with one schach, and that has no other schach to add to it. But what Tos is assuming is that those two schachs, being under 20 amos, can combine to kosherize the bottom sukkah. So now Tos has a kasha from a Gemara of Beis Meralef. Tomar, kevin dein tachtona tzilsa meruva, ela machmas al yona. Since the bottom one only gets to be more shade than sun as a result of the upper one as well, combining both together again, both under 20 amos, a mic share, why is it kosher? Hala come on, Bereisha Yoshein, in the second parak of Chav Beis Man Aleph, Amrina, and we say, Sukkah mid duvleles kshera. We're dealing with a split level schach sukkah, right? You have the walls, and you have a layer of schach. And again, just to make it simple, you have a layer of schach where you have some schach and some airspace, and some schach and some airspace, and some schach and some airspace. And then you have another layer of schach up above, and it also has schach and airspace, and schach and airspace, and schach and airspace. So the Gemara there says that it's kosher. Mufarish Shmuel, and Shmuel explains the Gemara kana ola kana yared, that that's what the Meduvlelis is. A split level schach, which is very similar to what we're driving at here with the two sukkahs. The Kamra Abaya, and Abaya there said, Loshanu el she'ein ben zel zeh shlosha, that the reason you have the ability to combine the two schachs together is because you have less than three tvachim, the famous lavud, that allows us to combine the two schachs together as if they're on the same level. So Abaya continues to contrast it, Aval yesh ben zel zeh gimel psula. But if there would be three tvachim or more between the two levels, it would be possible. So how, Tosus ask, can I say that the sukkah tachtona and the sukkah alyona of Rabbi Yirmiyah's presentation, where the tachtona is kosher and the alyona is possible? And that's not talking about a case where the tachtona has silsim ruba mei chamsa. Because if that would be the case, that would be kosher even if the sukkah alyona would be above 20 amos. But rather the below one is chamsa rumit silsa, and the upper one is chamsa rumit silsa. And they are both combining, since they're under 20 amos, to make it kosher. But those two sukkahs, bibshuto, are more than three tvachim apart. Again, the Gemara had three opinions as to when a sukkah tachas a sukkah is possible. One opinion is one tefach. Another opinion is four tvachim. Another opinion is ten tvachim. So we wanted to work out according to all opinions. And Rabbi Yirmiyah's four cases of where both possible, or they're both kosher, or one's kosher and the other a puzzle, are presumably talking about similar situations. And since the case where the bottom sukkah is puzzle, the classic model of a sukkah tachas a sukkah, would be talking about ten tvachim apart, according to the accepted view of Shmuel. So when both are kosher, that would also be talking about whether 10 tvachim apart. So going with the opinion, which is actually accepted opinion, that is 10 tvachim, how could those two schachs combine, even though they're both chamsa and meet silsa, to make one silsa, meruba, mechamsa, but they're more than three tvachim apart, and a bayah holds doesn't combine. So Tosfos point out, but there's another view there, Rava, who holds they could combine even if they're more than three tvachim apart. Yesh lomar, Tosfos answers, the ha'amar Rav Hasam, the afil yesh ben zela zeh shlosha, even if you have three tvachim apart, im yesh begago tefach, if you have the schach up above, that the pieces of schach are a tefach or bigger, to recall, the minute it hits three tvachim, or possibly four tvachim, it could already get involved in the gzeres tikra, machlokas remei Rabbi Yehuda, it might look like a roof, but if it's a tefach or more, and certainly under three tvachim, schach is allowed to be so wide. So if the pieces of schach on the upper level are a tefach or more wide, amrinan chavit rami, that you lower it, you literally throw it down, and with that, it will fill in the missing schach down below, which in and of itself does not have more shade than sun, and the schach up above presumably also doesn't have that. But when you halachically lower it, it's a form of what Gemara discusses good asik mechitza. It's something to be lower the mechitza. So here we're lowering the roof, and it's called chavit rami, that we throw it down, rami, chavit, lower it, rami, throw it down. And that will connect the two schachs. So if it connects two schachs in that Gemara, in terms of the two levels of schach, so it could connect the two schachs in our Gemara, and therefore there's no problem in linking those two together. There is a machlokas rishonim, parenthetically, within that chavid rami idea, whether that has to be like a jigsaw puzzle, where the upper schach has to fit into airspace that is presented by the lower schach, and if it doesn't fit, then you don't say chavid rami, or, which is the implication of both Rashi and Tosfos, that you don't need that, that as long as the pieces of schach up above are a tefach wide, then we say chavid rami, even if there's no airspace down below. So the simple reading of this Tosfos is he's going with that approach, because our Gemara didn't give any kind of a kimtis of the upper sukkah and the lower sukkah, that the upper schach of chamsa rumit silsa, according to Tosfos explains, and the lower schach of chamsa rumit silsa, that they fit together like a puzzle. So that could be Tosfos shitasam, that he holds that you don't really need that. But what Tosfos does give an ukimta here is that the upper schach would have to be at least a tefach wide, which not such a wild ukimta, since the basic schach, as we see from the Hutzin, it was used in times of the Gemara, were these palm fronds, and those are more than a tefach wide. The second part of Tosfos now deals with the presentation of Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that schach that is higher than 20 amos is not considered schach posel. It's just that it cannot be utilized as the schach of the sukkah because it's higher than 20 amos for the various reasons outlined on Daf Beis. But it's not considered schach posel with respect to what the Gemara had stated, kamitzdarev schach posel ba'dei schach kosher, that when you have a combination of schach posel and schach kosher, that the whole sukkah becomes posel. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that would not be relevant to schach that's above 20 amos, because even though it's not kosher schach, in the sense that it could be utilized for the sukkah, but it's also not schach pasul, so therefore it does not have the halachic status of disqualifying the schach that's under 20 amos to make the whole sukkah psula. One other brief word of introduction before we start Tosis' presentation of Rabbeinu Tam, to recall earlier, Tosis had maintained that if you have tzilsa meruv mechamsa in a kosher sukkah, so then the idea of schach pasul joining with schach kosher will not be relevant, because as long as you have a sufficient schach kosher, so nothing can make it puzzle, because we say dal mehocha, that you remove theoretically, halachically, any possible schach puzzle, whether it would be a tree, which is schach puzzle, or, and this is what Tosis earlier had assumed, that schach above 20 amos is considered schach puzzle, but it's still would not combine with total schach kosher, which is silsim rumichamsa, to disqualify the sukkah. And to recall, Tosis had brought some rayos, one of them from Argamar concerning Hutzin, to prove his point that given that schach above 20 amos is indeed considered schach posel, and nonetheless he still proves from the Gemara of Hutzin that we do indeed say something similar to Dalmiyacha, that you ignore the schach above 20 amos, even though it is schach posel, because the schach below 20 amos had silsim ruvim mechamsa. So the first day in Tosfos disagreed with what Rabbeinu Tam is going to present and maintains that schach above 20 amos is considered schach posel, just as posel as a metal or as a tree that's mechubar lekarka. It's all considered schach posel. So what Rabbeinu Tam is going to do now is say that schach above 20 amos is not considered schach posel with respect to tziruf. And even if you're going to maintain against the Tosis earlier and state that there is a problem of schach posel joining schach kosher, even if the schach kosher below has silsim ruv mechamsa, but still schach above 20 amos will not present a problem, because that's just not considered schach kosher, but it's not considered schach posel because of the fact that it's too high. It's not valid for schach, but it is not considered schach posel because it's made out of kosher material, and it totally has the qualifications of schach had it been below 20 amos. So now to begin the words of Rabbeinu Tam, Tosis write as follows. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, the Lamala Meyesrim lo choshev schach posel. Schach that's above 20 amos is not considered schach posel. Me'achar shein apsul ela machmas gova. Since the disqualification is just as a result of the height, meaning it's some external factor, internally the schach has all the qualifications of schach. It grows on the ground, it's not made into a kli, and it's detached. So therefore the technical outside disqualification of the fact that it's higher than 20 amos does not allow it to be used for schach, but does not label it as schach pasul. So now Rabbeinu Tam proves his point from one of the subcases of the Gemara we elaborated upon a little bit earlier about the sukkah al gabi sukkah. Shekasha lo, because Rabbeinu Tam had a difficulty, hada kamrina tachtona kshera velyona psula. It's trichlei. To recall, the Gemara had quoted a subcase of the sukkah al-gabi sukkah, where the sukkah underneath, where the bottom sukkah is kosher, and the upper sukkah is posel. And the girsa that we have in the Gemara is that the bottom sukkah is kosher because it's silsam meruv mechamsa and it's under 20 amos, and the top sukkah is posel because even though it's also under 20 amos, but its schach is chamsa meruv mitzilsa. Someone standing on the lower sukkah, as the floor of the upper sukkah, is not covered by schach that is silsam meruv mechamsa, rather it's chamsa meruv mitzilsa, and therefore it's posel. The bottom sukkah is kosher because it has silsam meruv mechamsa. The top sukkah is posel because it has chamsa meruv mitzilsa. The bottom sukkah is kosher because the schach on top of it is kosher, and the schach of the upper sukkah is not going to disqualify it, neither because of schach posel, because it's not above 20 amos, nor because of sukkah al gabe sukkah, having two sikuchs, because the upper schach is chamsam ruv mitzilsa, so it's not called the sikuch. It's too much sun for it to be called the sikuch, and therefore it's totally kosher. To recall, that's the way Rashi interpreted kipshuto. The earlier day in Tosfos had interpreted it to be that the tachtona is kshera, because even though it has chamsim ruv mitzilsa as well, but together with the upper schach, which could combine because they're both below 20 amos, So then the bottom one will have Tzilsim Rubin Chamsa together with the two schachs, again, not being a problem of Sukkah Gabi Sukkah, because you don't have two Tzilsim Rubin Chamsas of two real Sikuchs, and the upper Sukkah only having Chamsim Rubin Tzilsim, therefore being possible. So, but either way, the Gemara now had a kasha that all of these subcases of both being kosher, both being puzzle, one being kosher, the other being puzzle, are all just in a certain sense busy work to figure out the application of the halachas, but doesn't seem to be a specific chiddush with any of them beyond what we already knew. So the Gemara said that case that we began with of tachtona kshera and alyona psula is exactly the case that gives us a chiddush. And what is that chiddush? So the Gemara on the Yudam and Aleph had stated, Tosis now quotes it, again to quote the line from the words Hada Karminan, the beginning of the word lo, Hada Karminan, Tachtona Kshera, Velyona Psula Istrichle, that was the case of the four subcases that taught you a chiddush. Mao de Tema, I would have thought, Nitz Darev, Schach Puzzle, Bade, Schach Kosher, that's an example of Schach Puzzle joining Schach Kosher, and therefore the bottom Sukkah should have been Puzzle, Kamash Milan, that it's still Kosher. So what do those words mean? That the schach puzzle is joining the schach kosher. Because at first glance, since we're dealing with, at least according to our girsa, which is Rashi's girsa, that both schachs are under 20 amos, so why are we labeling the upper schach as schach puzzle? So in answer to that question, Rashi pointed out that it doesn't mean it's puzzle as it is, but it's a gzera d'rabbanan, lest it be puzzle. Tosus quotes the Rashi, Shadochach b'kuntris, that Rashi gave what Tosis view as a fourth pshat, Leforesh, to explain, that even though the upper sukkah is within 20 amos, that makes you make a gzeira derabanan. That even though now we're dealing with two schach koshers, and again the upper schach is not a problem of making the lower schach a sukkah gabi sukkah, because the upper schach is chamsa mitzilsa, so it's not really a schach, but you might make a gzera, because maybe the bottom one should be disqualified, because in a somewhat different case, mishum de zimnin the kaimel yonah lamalami esrin. Sometimes the upper schach will actually be above 20 am, even though right now it's not, but you might not notice whether it's above 20 am or below 20 am. And why is that so? The lo masik adaite lamechish atachtona mishum tsirif pasulim kosher. Because it's not going to enter your mind to be concerned that the bottom one will be puzzle because of a combination of schach puzzle of the upper schach, which might be above 20 amos, with the lower schach, which is below 20 amos. Then Rashi elaborates, and why would you be concerned of not noticing that the upper schach is above 20 amos? Umidechazi la'elyon ki chamso meruba, since he sees that the upper one doesn't have more sun then shade, so savar kimanda lesse dummy. He thinks it's as if it's not there, and that, so it doesn't really matter whether it's above 20 amos or below 20 amos. Below pasul tachtona, and then it's not going to disqualify the lower sukkah regardless. In other words, what Rashi is explaining to us here is, why would I make such a gzera? Doesn't a person realize that above 20 amos is a psul, and therefore is going to disqualify the lower sukkah? Again, to recall, this is Rashi Shitaso, that even if the lower sukkah has Silsam Ruba Mechamsa, but the upper sukkah, if it would be a case where it would be above 20 amos, even if it would be Chamsam Ruba Mechamsa, that would be Posel Schach, and that would disqualify the lower sukkah, because Rashi didn't go with the approach, simply speaking, of the earlier understanding of Tosfos, that once you have Silsam Ruba Mechamsa, then nothing could disqualify. Rashi explains that since the upper schach is chamsim v'mitzilsa, a person might make a mistake and think that regardless of whether it's below 20 amos or above 20 amos, it's commanda lesa, as if it doesn't exist, because it's chamsim v'mitzilsa. Therefore, the person is not going to realize that it nonetheless is considered schach posel because of the fact that it's considered that it's above 20 amos. So that is the Havamina, that you might make a gzera of even where the two sikuchs are, that even where the two schachs are below 20 amos, that we should disqualify the lower one, lest the upper schach be above 20 amos, and you're not going to think to disqualify the lower one because the upper one is chamsim mitzilsa. So that's what Rashi continues, quoted by Tosis here, the fourth medium line, kamash malan lo gazmina, that we don't make the gzera, ha atu ha, this because of that. This is Rashi's pshat. Again, inventing a new gzera derabanan that we would have perhaps been concerned about, the Gemara says we're not concerned about, that it might be above 20 amos. So Rabbeinu Tam writes, v'dochach huzeh, that's a dochach, to make a gzera for a case that's perfectly kosher, it's under 20 amos, lest you get confused with a case of above 20 amos, and you can consider it to be kosher, because it's chamsim mitzilsa, Why should we have a half a minute to make that gzeira? Furthermore, va'od, Rabbi Natan had a further difficulty in that pshat of Rashi and that girsa of Rashi. They may high time for that very same reason that if we're worried of below 20 amis, we make a gzeira up to above 20 amis, have a matzi lemeimar, shtein kisheros istrichle. Because to recall, Rabbi Yirmiyah had four subcases, right? One case where both the Elyon and the Tahon are kosher, one where they're both pasul, and one where the bottom one is kosher and the top one is pasul, and one where the top one's kosher and the lower one is pasul. So one of the four subcases was shtein kisheros. What's the case of shtein kisheros? That is, the Gemara points out that they're both below 20 amos, and the lower sukkah has chamsa meruba mitzilsa, so it in and of itself in isolation would have been possible, but the upper one has silsa meruba mechamsa, so that upper one is for sure kosher, but that's also going to kosherize the lower sukkah, because the lower sukkah doesn't have enough schach, and it could ride the wave of the upper sukkah, which does have enough schach. And here again, it's not a problem of sukkah tachas sukkah, because in order to have sukkah tachas sukkah, you need both of them to have a shem schach. And the only time it's called a shem schach or sikuch is when it's silsa rumi chamsa. Since the lower one does not have a shem schach, because it's chamsa rumi silsa, so it has no problem in riding the wave of the upper schach that has silsa rumi chamsa. So in that case, they're both kosher. It says, Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rashi Pshat, there also you could have made a gzeira. That let's say that the bottom one should be puzzle, because you might not notice that the top one is actually above 20 amis. And if it's above 20 amis, then it's going to disqualify the lower schach, because it's above 20 amis, and therefore it's not going to help you to kosherize the lower one. So that's Rabbeinu Tam's double kashas on Rashi. First of all, the chiddush he gives within the Elyona Psula and the Tachtona Kshera, he finds to be dachuk, that gzera to be dachuk. And building off of that, that even if that gzera be correct, that gzera could also theoretically apply to the case of shtein kseros. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam wishes to change the girsa. And based on the change of girsa, that new girsa will lead us to the conclusion that schach that's above 20 amis, although it's not kosher schach, but it's not considered pasul schach with respect to combining with kosher schach to disqualify
the kosher schach.
So, in the words of Rabbeinu Tam, Begaris Rabbeinu Tam, Tachton Akshera, Veliona Psula, Hechidami. Starting with the words of the Gemara, as we have, so what is the case? Kigon, Deliona, Chamsa, Meruv Mitzilsa. Vetachtona, Tzilsa, Meruv Mitzilsa. Okay, so far it's exactly like our case. But here's the difference. Vekaima Tachtona, Betochov. Our Girsa is Vekaimishtein, Betochov. Both the lower one and the upper one are within 20 amis. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the proper gear says, v'kayim tachtona b'toch. The lower one is under 20, and it doesn't say a word about the upper one. Kilomar, meaning, aval yona lo chashinan b'chol inyan d'kayimah. The upper one we would not be concerned about, regardless of whatever case it is in whatever height it stands, whether it's below 20 amos or above. Even if it's above 20 amos, the lower one will not be disqualified behochi as a result of the fact that the upper one is 20 amis. Why? So that's what Tos is now going to explain. V'hainu de kamra shas. That's exactly what the Gemara was saying in terms of the chiddush of that particular case. Ma'u de teima litztaref schach posel ba'dei schach kosher. That I might think that when the upper schach is above 20 amis, so that is a situation of schach posel combining with schach kosher. Kilomar, meaning sheyechoshev schach pasul machmas the kaimel yona lemalam yesrim, that it should be considered a schach pasul because it is above 20 amis, and that schach above 20 amis, you would have a half a minute to think, it's just like a tree that's mechubar, it's just like metal that's not doesn't grow from the ground, or it's just like a kli, it's like any other schach pasul, even though it's as a result of the height, but it's like any other schach pasul. That would be the half a minute. That if you have a kosher schach below 20 amis, and you have schach that's above 20 amis, is also kosher, but since it's above 20 amis, it's considered pasul. So that should combine with the schach below and therefore disqualify it. That would be your havamina. Rabbeinu Tam views that as a more plausible havamina, because it's not dependent on some inventive kind of gzeira, but a reasonable svara that schach above 20 amis is considered pasul, which is actually what the first day of Taisus is held in Maisa, that the schach above 20 amis is considered pasul, and it's actually what Rashi holds. So it's certainly a valid havamina. Mashmalan, according to Rabbeinu Tam's read of the Gemara, the chihai gavna lo choshiv schach posel, that above 20 amis is not considered to be schach posel, even though you're not allowed to use that schach. But on the other hand, it is not a posel. It's a blank, if we could use that term. It's above 20 amis, it's not qualified to be schach, but it's not disqualifying schach. So therefore, it doesn't combine with the lower kosher schach, and disqualify the lower kosher schach. That's the maskana. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the havamin in the maskana about a sukkah tachtona that's kshera, which is silsim remichamsa on the 20 amos, and a sukkah el yoina that is psula, that is above 20 amos, the chiddush of that case and the shakel v'tarya of the havamin in the maskana is exactly revolving around this point, that the havamin would be that you consider schach above 20 amos to be schach pasul, and the maskana is that we don't consider it to be schach pasul. So now, Tosfos, even though the first part of Tosfos disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam's thesis, but Tosfos, being intellectually honest here, points out that the simple reading of the Gemara in Erevin sounds like Rabbeinu Tam. Reish Erevin, Mashmak Tzaz, there is a somewhat of an implication, Kipirish Rabbeinu Tam. What is the Gemara in Erevin, which Chas de Hashem, we had the opportunity to discuss in terms of several Tosfos in, one on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and one a little later. Gabe mixes schach b'soichof, that when you have some schach below 20 amis, who mixes l'malam ha'esrim, and some schach above 20 amis, the Gemara, again, to recall briefly, quoted a machlokas amarayim there, two dead, two deis, within what Rabbah held. But one opinion is that the sukkah is possible. But a simple reading of the Gemara is that on a Torah level, at least, the sukkah is kosher, because it is far of kalshis, or kalasht. What's kalasht? That you ignore the upper schach that's above 20 amis, and you just judge the sukkah on its merits of the schach that's below 20 amis, similar to what we had earlier in terms of hutzin in the Gemara, quoted by Tosfos earlier in the first part of the Tosfos, from the Avdal Ramad Aleph. So then the Gemara had said, but if you're going to remove the upper schach, it's going to be chamsa meruv mitzilsa. So the Gemara concludes, review it as if it is silsa meruv mitzilsa. So in the words of Tosfos, I mean, mixes schach betochof, or mixes again, this is almost a direct quote from Erevin, that even though when you take the upper schach, it's going to be more sun than shade. So the implication of that Gemara is that right now it's kosher because it has more shade than sun. So wait a second. According to the simple reading of Gemara, the schach that's below 20 amis is more sun than shade. And the only reason it's kosher is because in combination with the schach above 20 amis, it's more shade than sun. But wait, if the schach above 20 amis is considered schach pasul, so how in the world could that schach combine with the schach kosher below 20 amis in order to create silsim meruv mechamsa? So it must be that schach above 20 amis is not called schach pasul. It's just it cannot kosherize the sukkah independently. But if you do have schach below 20 amis, and an even a greater chiddush from what we saw Rabbeinu Tam earlier, that who just, in terms of the analysis earlier, that the schach above 20 amos is like a blank. Neither is pasul nor is kosher. But here you see even further that the schach above 20 amos could even combine with the schach below 20 amos to make it silsim meruv mechamsa. So obviously it's certainly not viewed as schach pasul. So this is a somewhat of a raya to Rabbeinu Tam. So now Tosfos hadocha the raya of Rabbeinu Tam. And they point out something they had mentioned earlier concerning hutzin. Umiyu gabi hutzin yordin, regarding the hutzin, to recall the solitary lily leaves that were jutting down into 20 amis, in that sugya daftalam and alaf perash nulehel, we explain that filu choshev schach posel ksheira, the mairik ish et silsa meruba mechamsa, masha besoch esrim. That just like in the case of hutzin we're dealing with, where there's the hutzin themselves comprise silsa meruba mechamsa, so even though there's schach above it, which is above 20 amis, it does not cause a problem of disqualifying it, and that's Tosla Shitasam, where in the earlier part of the Tosus they developed the idea that once you have Schach Kosher, so there's nothing that's going to disqualify it. As long as you have Silsim Rumichamsa, so the fact that you have Schach also above 20 Amis is not going to cause a disqualification of the Schach below 20 Amis. And Tosus over there explained that just like that's true, and that's the case of Hutzin, that's also the case in Erevin, that the schach below the 20 amis is talking about where it's silsa meruv mechamsa. As Tosfos right here, the ma'irik is silsa meruv mechamsa, mashiv soch esrim. But the Gemara there said explicitly that if you're going to take away the upper layer, you're going to have chamsa meruv mechamsa there in Erevin. That's what now Tosfos writes. For hada karmin and sham in Erevin, he kalshis lo. Again, if you scrape away the upper schach above 20 amis, if you have chamsa meruv mechamsa, it doesn't mean kipshuto that the lower schach below 20 amis is literally chamsa meruv mitzilsa. But haynu lefi shelo yochel iskayim aschach shebesoch esrim, that the schach below the 20 amis would not be able to independently stand the machmas klishuso, that because of scraping away the upper schach, it's going to upset the equilibrium, and therefore yovah ruach v'yefazer o yipol. That will allow for the wind to blow what we now have, the lesser amount of schach, and it will scatter it or cause it to fall, and therefore it will become chamsa meruv mitzilsa, as a result of removing the upper schach, even though it would start out as still some ruvim chamsa, because there is enough schach below 20 amos, but the wind would blow it away. To recall and to look at that Tosis there on the Avdalid, where that is the position that Tosis preferred. So according to that position, that both the Hutzin at Silsim Rumi Chamsa and the Gemara Erevin is Silsim Rumi Chamsa, all below 20 Amis, the Schach above is not going to disqualify it, because if you remove it, you would have enough kosher Schach below. But in the case in Erevin, there was a Havamina that will be disqualified, because if you move the upper Schach, that would cause the lower Schach to fall, and Tosis there had some kind of other teretz why we're not concerned about that with respect to Hutzin, because the Hutzin are more dense, and even though they would fall automatically because they're just extensions of the upper Schach, but had they been supported, that degree of dense Schach would be able to survive the winds. But in any case, Tosis's understanding there that he developed in Erevin was that the Chamsam Ruvimit Silsa idea that if you scrape away the upper Schach would remain is not the simple reading that it's literally Chamsam Ruvimit Silsa, but rather that it would fall. If you go with that approach then there's no proof that the Schach above 20 Amos is considered Schach Kosher, and that is what is making the Sukkah Kosher there as a result of the combination of the Schachs making the Silsa Ruvimit Chamsa, which would verify Rabbeinu Tam's understanding, but rather it is a situation where there's already enough schach on its own, 20 amos. So, a rather lengthy Tosis, just a quick summary. Tosis has two major parts to it. The first part presented the major halachic idea, which is a big machlok to Rishonim, that anytime you have schach kosher, that's still some Rebichamsa, so nothing is going to be able to disqualify that. Because we would say a svara similar to what the Gemara says elsewhere, of Dalmihoch, that if you remove any disqualifying schach, you still have still some Rebichamsa, so the schach below is going to be unaffected. The only way to affect that would be with a new psul of Sikoch agabe sikoch, which has many different manifestations. Either a sukkah tachas ilan, where the ilan is silsa meruba mechamsa, so then it's called a sikoch, and then you have a sikoch tachas a sikoch. Or if you have two sukkahs on top of each other, sukkah tachas a sukkah, each would being silsa meruba mechamsa, so the upper sukkah is going to disqualify the lower sukkah. And the same with a sleeping on the ramita, that's 10 tfachim tall. It's also a sikuch, tachas a sikuch. So that will actually disqualify even a kosher. But schach pasul, that is chamsim rumit silsa, whether it's on the same level, like the case that Tosas quoted earlier, from the Tesvav and Aleph, about the metal poles interspersed with kosher schach, even whether it's on the same level or whether it's on different levels, it doesn't matter. It's all not going to disqualify the schach kosher as long as you have silsim rumim chamsa. This is the approach of the first day in Tosfos. So there's an interesting discussion in the poskim and the mefarshim as to whether Rashi agree with this assumption of Tosis or not. The simple reading of Rashi Lanei's Daiti is that they disagree, as we saw in part of our discussion, that Rashi was disqualifying the sukkah as a result of the schach being above 20 amos. There are many Rishonim, among them the Ran, and also the Rav Yo, and that's actually the Psak, according to the Mishnah Berurah. There were 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, and that was the day that was brought last, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah assumes that that's the Iker day that the Shulchan Aruch is going with, that rejects this approach of Rabbeinu Tam and distinguishes between where the Schach is on one level, such as the case of the metal poles, and the kosher Schach, that there is not going to be a disqualification as long as you have Tzilsim Ruv Mechamsa, and therefore you would assess it. If you remove the pasul schach, would you still have silsim ruvim chamsa from the kosher schach? And if it's multiple levels, such as the case of the tree, and even if the tree is chamsa ruvim silsa, it's going to effectively disqualify the schach underneath that is standing under it. Because in order for schach to be kosher schach, it has to be giving you the shade. And they don't say the svara of Tosfos that dal meach as if it's not there. Because bottom line, if you have, let's say, an area of the sukkah, let's say 5 by 5 feet, that is covered by a tree, even if that area of the tree is chamsa meruvim silsa, but nonetheless, that 5 feet by 5 feet is being shaded, not by the schach, but it's being shaded by the tree. And therefore, that whole area of schach is disqualified. And if, by removing that schach, it would pasal the sukkah, whatever the shiurim are, 3 tvachim, 4 tvachim, 4 amis, depending on where the schach is, so then that's going to disqualify the entire sukkah. Second part of Tosis has the presentation of the thesis of Rabbeinu Tam, that even if you accept the approach of the Ran and the Rav Yo, that dual level schach, one is going to disqualify the other if the upper schach is pasal, but not every kind of disqualification is considered schach posel. That would only be true if it's posel be'etzem, such as that it doesn't grow from the ground, or it's attached to the ground, or is a kli. But if it's only posel as a result of the fact that it's above 20 amis, so that is not schach kosher, but it's also not schach posel, and therefore will not disqualify. And what we saw in the continuation, that according to Ben Etam, it could be that the Gemara in Erevin might imply that it is even considered kosher with respect to creating a situation of silsa, meruba, mechamsa, that even if the lower schach is chamsa or mitzilsa, that it could combine to create a silsa, meruba, mechamsa, at least if you have a continuum of the schach below and the schach above. In a case where you don't have a continuum, where you have schach below, that is chamsa or mitzilsa, and you have schach above, 20 amis, that is silsa or mechamsa. So there we saw earlier the way Tosis interpreted the case of the sukkah tachtona and the sukkah elyona, where the sukkah tachtona was kshera and the sukkah elyona was psula, that the only time that the sukkah elyona will not disqualify the bottom sukkah, if the sukkah elyona is above 20 amis and the sukkah tachtona is below 20 amis, is where the sukkah tachtona has silsa, meruba, mechamsa. But the direct implication is that if the sukkah tachtona would only have chamsa, meruba, mitzilsa, so then the fact that the sukkah elyona would be above 20 amis, even though it's only chamsa, meruba, mitzilsa, it would not be able to qualify the sukkah tachtona to combine the two chamsa, meruba, mitzilsas, because the sukkah elyona was above 20 amis. So in that sense, if there's no continuum, it sounds like from Tosis, then you cannot utilize the schach above 20 amis to be mashlim the sukkah tachtona. Two other brief taisusin that just referred to what they wrote earlier. Tais de maschil basukas. The Gemara records a brisa that states that we learn from basukas teishu shivas yomim that you have to sit in a sukkah and not in a sukkah tachas a sukkah and not in a sukkah tachas ilan and not in a sukkah tachas a bayis. The Gemara challenged that adarabba basukos implies two in the plural. So sukkah tachas a sukkah should be kosher. So to which of Nachum Yitzchak elucidated that basukas ksiv. It's written without a vav, so it's read, can be read, besukas. So to recall, that's, of course, indicative of yesh ein l'masores, to read it in accordance with how it could be read, not in accordance with the way it's traditionally read, the way it could be read based on the lack of certain letters. So Tosis notes that which he had a whole discussion about on the vav and beis, v'afil l'man d'omer yesh ein l'mikra, even the one who holds that we put a primary emphasis on the way it actually is read in terms of halachic droshos, but mode de lo l'chinam nichtav ha-masores k'defrish yisrael, that it's not for no reason that the Masoros was written the way it was, in this case without the Vav, which could be read as Besukas, as we explained earlier, meaning that where it's possible to darshan both, both Mikra and Masoros, so we certainly will darshan both. So here, indeed, we do darshan Besukas, and therefore disqualify Sukkah Tachas HaSukkah. The Acharonim note that there seems to be somewhat of a contradiction, because earlier, on the Vav and Beis, there was a major Machlokas Tanoim, as to how many walls a Sukkah needs, between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, whether it requires four walls, and then we knock down the fourth wall to a tefach, or whether it requires three walls, and we knock down the third wall to a tefach. And according to one opinion in the Gemara, that exactly is based on the machlokis of whether yeshem lemikra or yeshem lemesaris, whether you read besukos, 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 or besukos, besukas, besukas. And Tosis there directly implied that there is no way to read it both ways. And that's why they're arguing. And here Tosis writes that it seems unanimous that everyone's going to read it at least on a certain level as Besukas to teach you that Besukah Tachas HaSukah is disqualified. So that's a Tzorachin. Tosis Diva Maschil, Tachtona Kshera. So Tosis just notes, Kvar Pirash Del Eil. And there are Yirmiya's four subcases of a Sukkah Tachas HaSukah, where they're both kosher, both puzzle, or one's kosher and the other's puzzle. So we have Tachtona Kshera and Elyona Psula. So Tosis gave two interpretations earlier, one the first day and one Rabbeinu Tam, as to exactly what the case is. To recall, according to the first opinion of Tosis, the Tachtona was dealing with Chamsa Meruba Mitzilsa, and the Elyona was also Chamsa Meruba Mitzilsa, and both of them are within 20 amis. So the bottom one is kosher, because combining the two Chamsa Meruba Mitzilsas, you have Silsa Meruba Mechamsa. So the one sitting in the lower sukkah is sitting in a sukkah that has double shades of Silsa Meruba Mechamsa, to combining them both together. And it's not a problem of sukkah tachsa sukkah, because the upper one is only Chamsa Meruba Mitzilsa. It's not a shame sikuch. That was the first opinion of Tosis, and according to Ben Etam, the case was where the bottom sukkah was silsa meruba mechamsa, and the upper sukkah could either be below or above. Either way, it being Chamsa Rumit Silsa, it's not going to disqualify because he maintained against the first Tosis, simply speaking, that normally Schach Pussel will disqualify the Schach underneath, but Schach above 20 Amos is not considered Schach Pussel. Both different from Rashi's interpretation, who holds that the Tachtona has Tzilsa Meruvah Mechamsa, and the Elyona, which has Chamsa Meruvah Mitzilsa, but both of them are Dafka under 20 Amos, because if the upper one would be above 20 Amos, that it would indeed disqualify it because of the Tzeref of Schach Pussel together with Schach Kosher.